My dear brother priests and deacons, fellow religious, sisters and brothers in Christ, it's wonderful that today's celebration takes place at the beginning of what we call Holy Week, because in some way what we're celebrating here would be the embodiment of what we believe Holy Week is about. You know, in today's Gospel, we see a passage from St. John's Gospel where Jesus is seen as a wanted man. I mean, the Pharisees and the scribes want him to be killed. Well, we also read at the end of this Gospel passage that ordinary people who were aware of their disabilities, whether it be physical, like they needed healing, or spiritual, they needed forgiveness. Ordinary people who were aware of their disabilities, it says about them here, they were looking for Jesus. And that's what we're doing today as we gather for Mass, isn't it? We're here together looking for Jesus to somehow enter our lives and to take care of our disabilities. Now, as I get older, I'm 73 years old now, heading towards 74, I have become more and more aware of my own disabilities. You know, part of that is physical. You know, your body begins to wear out and you begin to notice that you can't see very well. I have a bad knee, I can't walk very well. And I remember the days when those physical kind of things were so much easier, right? And in some ways, I dream about those days and wish they were back again. I'm aware also of my spiritual and my psychological disabilities. You know, those of us who head towards the end of our lives become very much more aware of our sins and our inability to be all that God has called us to be. And so today's celebration of those who are experiencing many physical and psychological disabilities is an occasion for all of us here to think about our own and to look forward, because part of being a Christian is to have hope, to look forward to what the scriptures refer to as the new heaven and the new earth, when we will once again become new men and new women, you know. We need to think about this in terms of ourselves, but also in terms of the people we care for, especially the people we care for who are with us today. So I'd like the parents of those who are experiencing disabilities to imagine themselves, of course, but also to imagine their children or their brothers and sisters or the people for whom they're caretakers, to imagine what it's going to be like in the new heaven and the new earth when all these disabilities will be taken away. So imagine that, because we know it's going to be true, right? The eternal life that God promises us is not only a spiritual life of heaven, but we're told that after our death, we will have new kinds of bodies, in some ways made young and whole and fresh again. And that's what we are celebrating as we celebrate Easter, our hope in that reality. But we also know, because of the history of Holy Week, that the path to the new heaven and the new earth, the path to the new creation, is what is referred to by the Church as a cruciform path, which is the way of the cross. You know, Jesus didn't go from his public preaching to his resurrection without going through the way of the cross. It's through his death and resurrection that we are saved. But also a part of that is his passion, death and resurrection. So, this is an occasion for us to recommit ourselves to understanding that and living it faithfully in our lives. This Mass is one of my favorite experiences of the liturgical year. And the reason for it, of course, is to once again meet all the wonderful people who experience disabilities that are part of the life of the Archdiocese. But what's even more beautiful to me is meeting their parents, their brothers and sisters, and their caregivers. You know, I don't know there's anybody in the Church who's a better embodiment of what it means to be a Christian than those of you who take your responsibilities for your children, for your brothers and sisters, so seriously. You know, it's beautiful, really. And it teaches me what it means to be a human being. It teaches me in a very clear and visible way the dignity of human life and your commitment to it. So thank you. Thank you for helping me to have a better Easter by just becoming the kind of people that you are. And I hope that I, in my own life as a bishop, will be able to imitate the generosity that I see in you. Now, you have been willing to sacrifice in extraordinary ways for the people that you love. And that's what Christian life is all about. That's what the way of the cross is all about. It's not about pain. It's not about suffering. It's about the willingness to sacrifice, to think of others more than you think of yourself, and to give yourself away in love radically generously to other people. And who does that better than you? So thank you very much for being that kind of witness in the life of the Church. Also, I'd like to comment how proud I am about our ministries in the Archdiocese to people with disabilities. You know, Sister Kathleen heads up our office. So Sister Kathleen, we're very grateful for your leadership, but also the fact that you're a constant reminder to all of us of our responsibility for one another. And we can never forget that. I want to thank those who made today possible. I know it's a real effort to come all the way to the cathedral and to celebrate this moment, but it's a very important moment in the life of our Church community. It's a beautiful liturgy, not typical liturgy. You know, it's not the quiet kind of prayerful liturgy that we often experience on Sunday morning in our parish, but it's a real liturgy where we celebrate the presence of Christ among us in all circumstances of our lives. And we see Christ working in a very clear way in the life of others. I also want to thank you for reminding us that having disabilities doesn't mean that you don't have wonderful gifts to give to the Church. An example of that today, of course, was the beautiful reading, the first reading we had today, read as well as I've ever heard a scripture reading read in the Church. So this young lady was a great model for us of how disabilities don't stand in the way of us proclaiming the gospel in beautiful and extraordinary ways. So thank you to her. It's obvious that her mother's here because she looks just like her daughter, but congratulations to your family for that wonderful example and the example of your love today. So we give thanks to God, right? And we enter into the mystery of Holy Week with what's going on here in mind. You know, that God turns suffering into joy. God turns disability into salvation. God turns brokenness into wholeness. He comes to make all things new. We ask the Lord to do that for us and for those we love. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.